You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is 6:06. It is a Thursday morning, November 20th, 2025. Another beautiful morning to have you here up north, live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're spending your mornings. Listening to us across the Civic Media Radio Network or watching on social media, podcast, however you got here. Nice to have you here with 1 week to go until Thanksgiving. And that leads to my question for you today. Have you always had a smooth Thanksgiving? Have they all gone just according to plan? Or have things gone awry? Maybe a little off the rails, maybe a full-blown disaster. Today is the day where we get that, you know, we relive the worst so that we can have our best next week. We want any Thanksgiving disaster stories that you want to share. They don't have to be full-on disasters, just, you know, funny things that go wrong. Maybe some are funny, maybe some are not, but we'd love to hear about them at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. So we are inviting storytellers today to tell us a little story about a Thanksgiving that went a little sideways. You know what? If you've got a heartwarming story too, we'll take it. You know, the kind of thing you see in like those coffee commercials, you know, at this time of year, all those other feel-good things. But we're really looking for, you know, somebody sticking a turkey in the oven when it was still frozen. Maybe the political discussions got a little out of hand 1 year and the mashed potatoes were flying. Maybe somebody brought a new boyfriend or a girlfriend and that went over not as well as maybe they had planned. Maybe it's a fight over sports and sports on the TV or what channel to watch on the TV. Or do you have to have it out with that person who insists that by a little after sunset on Thanksgiving, it's all got to get put away and the Christmas decorations have to go up? We'd love to hear all about that at 855-75-CIVIC. Alicia writes, never. Thanksgiving has never gone according to plan. We also have from Alicia, 1 year, my ex wanted to make homemade cranberry sauce. He forgot to put the top on the blender. Hot cranberries all over the kitchen. There we go. That's what we're talking about right there, Alicia. Thank you very much. Parker Olson is producing things down in Madison Studio A2. He's already got a smile on his face. All thanks to Alicia. How you doing?
I'm doing really good now.
Aren't you though?
I really hope that you guys are sending in a ton of these because frankly, I don't think I have a like horror story from Thanksgiving, but I would love to learn from yours so I know what not to do.
But that's just it. I mean, these things, they're never planned, the things that just happen. And I realize I don't really have a horror story to share.
Yeah.
We've the worst that we've done is the 1 year everybody worked so hard. My two sisters worked so hard. My mom and getting everything all ready. And then it was a great meal and we're cleaning things up. And at one point, somebody opens up the microwave to warm up something. And there's the big bowl of corn.
Yeah. You know?
So somebody gone through the trouble to warm it all up. And there was nobody noticed at the time, like, hey, how come there's no corn here? And here's a big bowl. So we were joking about it the rest of the night. Like, who would like some corn? We'd love to have that. So
that's definitely happened in the Olsen house.
It has. Okay.
The only thing that I can really remember, and it's not a horror story, it's just like a weird thing. Every time at my house that we host something, apparently like one fork or one spoon will disappear.
Oh, that's
pretty much
that's
every
easy.
Time.
Where people go, wait a minute, which one? The other thing, and again, this is a minor thing. It's not a disaster, but it's just a thing. Is what's the one thing that starts getting asked as they start with dinner? Which way is this going? Which way is this going?
Oh,
which way is this going? Just
have you had this yet?
Clockwise. Just clockwise. Just pick something clockwise and go.
Okay.
And that way, when something comes at you from your left, you can be like, that way. No.
But is your table long enough and have enough people that you need to have two plates of one thing, though?
Yeah. And then you got to figure out where does that racetrack begin? Do the people in the middle know you're going across rather than to your right? Yeah, it's like square dancing, for goodness sakes.
Yeah.
It's like choreography that's got to be done here. Alicia says that she's glad to put a smile on some faces here. Roger puts on Facebook, thank God for Cool Whip, the year my grandma forgot to add sugar to the pumpkin pie. There we go. There. Yeah. Very important thing. Tony says, we've always had smooth Thanksgivings. My wife, on the other hand, well, that's why we're in Wisconsin and not Ohio. There you go. So we are off and running and collecting your Thanksgiving stories at 855-75-CIVIC. You can call us. You can text us through that number as well. You can use the Civic Media app to call, text, or leave a little voice note to tell us about, you know, a particular story. That way it's in your own words and your own tone. And, of course, we've got the comment sections on YouTube and Facebook. That would be the Up North News YouTube and Facebook pages and the Civic Media YouTube and Facebook pages. Coming up on the program today, it was apparently the last working day for the Wisconsin legislature yesterday. You know, you pay them a full-time salary. This is supposed to be their full-time job, and they're just kind of done. So they must have finished everything, right? Oh, no, not by a long shot. And Alicia notes here on YouTube, she says, I listened to the majority of the assembly floor session yesterday. When I say there were temper tantrums on the GOP side, oh, boy. Oh, yes, there were. And they're a little feisty over on the Republican side because they got called out big time for allowing Assembly Speaker Robin Voss to screw over women in Wisconsin again yesterday. So we will talk about that in just a sec, along with all the other things that did or didn't get done in the legislative session in this calendar year. They're still coming back for a little bit early next year. But if it's anything like in past years, the Republican leadership will meet as little as possible in January and February and then send everybody home for the rest of the year. Now, back in my day, when I was in the legislature, you did at some point take off to go campaign for re-election, but it wasn't until like April, May, June, something like that. And now it's late February, and they're still getting paid for the whole rest of the year to not legislate. And there's still things that got to get done. But instead, a lot of bills got passed, knowing full well they're going to be vetoed by Governor Evers. But that's what they spent their time doing. So we'll get into some of that today. Joe Zepecki will join us as well to discuss all of that. And we'll also have Sean O'Malley talking about your money and the markets and President Trump claiming that we are living in a new golden age. Apparently, if you can afford to put, you know, gold all over the Oval Office and gold all, you know, if you can have a golden toilet, yeah, it's a golden age. For everybody else, not so much. Before we do all that, temperatures right now around Wisconsin, mostly in the upper 30s and low 40s. It is the cold spot's 34 right now in Antigo and in Manitowoc. The warm spots are 43 degrees all over parts of southern Wisconsin, La Crosse, Madison. In Wausau, it is 37 right now. And it's 39 in a whole bunch of places in Wisconsin Rapids and Hayward and Oshkosh. Here in Chippewa Falls, we're reporting 39 degrees right now. Roger puts on Facebook, I also remember Thanksgiving 1987, Packers at Lions, Walter Stanley's punt return to win the game for the Packers. Guess who won the pool? My guess would be Roger, if he's still remembering the details of a Thanksgiving game with the Lions from 1987. Alicia puts, the legislators' pay should be prorated for when they only work 2 months out of the year. Couldn't agree more, Alicia. Could not agree more. Sherita Booker, by the way, also coming up in just under 10 minutes to tell us about some of this weekend's events. She's our social media manager here at Up North News. And, you know, it's that time for holiday craft fairs and other family activities and things like that. But the main thing that I want to get into here, and you're going to hear about this a few times this morning, is the stunt that Assembly Speaker Robin Voss pulled so that Wisconsin remains one of only two states, along with Arkansas, that has not extended Medicaid coverage to cover new moms postpartum for 12 months after delivery. Right now, there's 2 months worth of coverage. But thanks to the Obama and Biden administrations, the funding is there to extend Medicaid, known as Badger Care here in Wisconsin, extend Medicaid coverage for 12 months postpartum. Because there are a lot of health issues that affect women, not just during pregnancy, but in the months after pregnancy. Women are still, they can face life-threatening conditions. There can be all kinds of complications, heart conditions. There's clotting. The big one is postpartum depression. There are dozens of women in Wisconsin over like a 3-year period here who have had serious health issues and some have died and didn't have health insurance coverage because the Medicaid coverage ran out after 2 months. So the funding's there to extend it to 12 months, and 48 states have done that. And here's the thing. Last year, the bill passed the Senate 32-1. It came to the Assembly, and Robin Voss would not put it up for a vote, even though a majority of the Assembly is a co-sponsor of the bill. This year, the Senate back in April passed it again, 32-1. This thing has around 30 Assembly Republican co-sponsors. All told, more than 3/4 of the 99-member Assembly are sponsors of a bill that would expand Medicaid for new moms beyond the 60 days. The proposal was introduced by State Senator Jesse James from here in the Chippewa Valley and Patrick Snyder from the Wausau area, and yet there it is, just languishing because Speaker Voss didn't want to bring it up. So, Assembly Democratic leader Greta Neubauer decided to do the legislative equivalent of a discharge petition, as you've heard about with the Epstein files in Congress. Get a petition, get more than half the members to sign it, and it forces a vote to pull the bill out of the committee where that bill has been languishing all this time. Well, the Assembly clerk, who is apparently not supposed to notify anybody when this kind of stuff is happening, went and told the speaker, hey, Democrats are going to circulate a petition. And, you know, if enough Republicans signed on, it was going to force a vote. What did Robin Voss do? Did he say, you know what, this is the will of my members, this is the will of my caucus, let's make sure that new moms are healthy? No. He pulled a little legislative trick and pulled the bill out of one committee himself and put it in a different committee. And according to the rules, now it's got to stay in that committee for at least 3 weeks. And they're done for the year. So it's not coming up anymore. So to Representative Pat Snyder of Weston, who's a co-sponsor, there's Representative Jesse Rodriguez of Oak Creek, who's a co-sponsor, who did not stand up and demand a vote from their speaker. The shame goes to them. We're sharing the blame. It's not just Robin Voss. It's all of the Republicans that's co-sponsors, because let me put this to you very, very simply as a former Democratic state legislator. If a Democratic speaker were keeping a bill that keeps new moms healthy, if that one guy were preventing a vote, there would be a revolt the likes of which you've never seen. But Republicans, they just fall in line. We'll have more about this throughout the morning, but first we'll pause here, and then Sherita Booker is going to tell us all about some weekend events that you can attend. From the heart of America's up north, live from Lake Wasota, thanks for making this the place to spend part of your mornings. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
All On this Thursday morning, we are back with Sherita Booker. She's the social media manager here at Up North News, so she puts up most of the posts that you see on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all those things, and also tracks a lot of our weekend events to talk about, not just on social media, but right here on the radio. Sherita Booker, hello. How are you?
Hey, Pat, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. So we've really made the transition now, haven't we? We talked about county fairs and all the summer festivals. And then we had the harvest festivals, and we are chugging right into the holiday season with these ones, aren't we?
We sure are.
Yeah, we've got all kinds of civic events and little craft shows and things like that. And so why don't we get started over in La Crosse for Holiday Fair and More that's getting started this afternoon yet. So tell us about that.
Yep. So if you're looking for a holiday shopping experience that's not the usual mall or just online shopping, or you just want to support local, the annual Holiday Fair returns to La Crosse Center this week, running today through Sunday. It's a longstanding local tradition held since 1964 and transforms the South Hall into a winter-themed marketplace with lots of vendor booths featuring local makers, artisans, holiday gifts, and home decor. There will also be holiday music playing and activities for all ages. Doors open up at noon later today, as well as on Friday, 9 a.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. on Sunday. Santa will be available for photos each day with posted hours throughout the weekend, and hourly door prizes are handed out from open to close. You can also catch surprise appearances from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer throughout the day. And tickets are available at the door only, and they're $5 for adults, and kids 12 and under get in free with an adult. For more information, visit lacrossecenter.com.
And that is just a great excuse to be in downtown La Crosse on a weekend where there are so many things to see, so many restaurants and bars and shops and you name it. So, I mean, don't just plan to come down to the Holiday Fair. Plan to make a day of it and hit some of your other favorite places downtown while you are there. Let's head over to Lake Geneva now, where I know some folks are already itching to start thinking about ice fishing. We're not there yet. There's still ways that you can float your boat, and that's certainly the case with what the Lake Geneva Cruise Line is planning. Tell us more.
Yeah, they're bringing back their Santa Cruise out of Winter Harbor and Williams Bay this Friday and Saturday, and it all starts at the Christmas Tree Festival, where kids can drop off letters to Santa, take family photo ops, enter a holiday raffle that benefits a local charity, and parents can also grab a seasonal drink from Santa's bar. And from there, you'll board a heated vintage boat fully decked out for the season for a one-hour cruise along the shoreline. All kids will get a small treat with their boarding pass, and you can expect holiday lights, carols, and a stop at Santa's Lakeside Hideaway, where he'll read children's names straight from the nice list. And if you want something just for the adults, they're also offering a 21 and older karaoke cruise that Saturday night at 8:20, so you can grab a drink at Santa's bar before boarding and enjoying an hour of holiday-themed karaoke on the lake. And the Santa Cruise runs at Lake Geneva Cruise Lines Winter Harbor with free parking and a shuttle from Williams Bay High School on select days. Tickets start at $32. And for more information, visit cruiselakegeneva.com.
A karaoke cruise?
Yeah.
A karaoke cruise.
That sounds amazing.
That is, yes, especially if, as you described, you know, there's something there at Santa's bar. And then for the kids, I like that you just kind of tuck that in there. You're going to see Santa at his lakeside hideaway as he reads names from the nice list, which I'm sure will have nothing to do with the boarding passes. But anyway, he's got a lakeside hideaway. This just raises many more questions, but we'll take care of that later on. Let's end things at the Wisconsin State Fair Park and the Holiday Folk Fair International there.
Yep, and this is its 82nd year returning to the State Fair Park, and it'll run Friday through Sunday. It's one of the country's largest multicultural festivals, bringing together global traditions through food, music, dance, and art, and also highlights the cultural heritage of southeastern Wisconsin. This year's theme is Celebrate the Culture of Traditional Music, which focuses on how traditional music reflects and preserves cultural identity. So visitors can move between more than 20 cultural food booths inside the World Cafe, including Afghani, Burmese, Ethiopian, and for the first time, South Korean cuisine. Throughout the weekend, the All Nations Theater hosts performances from more than two dozen cultural groups, with additional invited performers from Poland, Utah, and Japan. The fair also features the Artisan Corner, a bonsai exhibit, hands-on Native American demonstrations from Dirty Kettle and Milwaukee area woodturners, cultural murals created by Milwaukee public school students, and a full children's area. Senior Day activities run November 22nd and 23rd, and a youth chess tournament takes place on Saturday. Tickets are $13 in advance or $16 at the gate, and kids under 7 and all military personnel with ID get in free. So for more information or tickets, visit folkfair.org.
folkfair.org. That's easy enough. And of course, now next week, we will just be doing a best of show, bringing back some of our favorite clips of the past few weeks. And so we won't have a show to talk on next Thursday. So this is our chance to talk a little Thanksgiving. Do you have particular Thanksgiving traditions that you guys are getting set for?
So we've been, well, since we've been older, me and my sister, we've been hosting it at my house or her house, so my grandparents don't have to cook anymore. But my sister just moved to Menominee, 4 hours away. So now it's just going to be at my house every year until who knows when. But so I'm preparing to make some dinner. I'm just going to do turkey, mac and cheese, mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, green bean casserole, and I think that's it.
Oh. Yeah. Why don't you do that in Menominee? Then I can just shoot down the road and, you know, you can set up an extra plate for me.
I always think about that, how close you are to her.
I know. All right. Well, next time you're coming through, we'll have to discuss how you do a holiday dinner a little closer up here. So, well, good. Well, anyway, happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy this coming weekend as well. Sherita Booker is our social media manager here at Up North News, and we'll touch base a little later. Thanks, Sherita.
Thanks, Pat.
All right, and it's 6:29 right now, our question of the day at 855-75-CIVIC. What's your best Thanksgiving story? Do you have a kitchen catastrophe, a dining table disaster, some heartwarming surprises? You can call us, text us, leave us a voice note, get in the comment sections. On the text line from Jim in Campbellsport, see if you can guess the year, because we've already mentioned it once before. Jim writes, Pat, we were about to finish the table prayer when an explosion of cheers went out. Walter Stanley had just returned a kick for a touchdown. So now we have two people who have Thanksgiving stories about that year. Do you remember the year, Parker? We talked about it earlier. Thanksgiving 1987. Yes. Who had any idea? Anyway, we've got today's history lesson coming up in just a bit here. Joseph Pecky and more along the way. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's time once again for today's history lesson on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
It's one small step for man.
Well, I'm not a crook.
Do you believe in miracles? Yes!
You know, this depression is going to be so great. We'll be the ones eating the cats and the dogs. That's going to be fun.
Once again, it is time to take another revealing peek back into history.
Today's history lesson is going to begin with birthday boy Norm Greenbaum, 83 years old today. President Joe Biden is 83 today as well. Dick Smothers is 86. Actress Bo Derek is 69 years old today as well. Let's see, what else we got for birthdays? Dierks Bentley, country singer, is 50 years old today.
I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking?
On this day in 1974, the U.S. Department of Justice filed an antitrust suit against AT&T, which leads to the breakup of the Bell system, which had a monopoly over telephone service throughout much of the United States. Just your reminder, we have done this before in this country. We did it over 100 years ago. We've now done it over 50 years ago. We break up monopolies that are stifling competition and costing Americans money. It can be done again. You know who I'm talking about. Let's get this going before big tech just has every mortgage on our house, too. On this day of 60 years ago today, 1965, the number one song was by The Supremes. You're thinking, this sounds like Baby Love, baby. That was how you made hits back then. They were very formulaic. Hey, make a song that's, you did the twist? Let's do the peppermint twist. Let's do that too. It wasn't very subtle, but you know what? It worked.
The formula,
and that's why I hear it. Yep, I Hear a Symphony was number one 60 years ago today by the Supremes. All right, let's see. On this day in 1962, the Cuban Missile Crisis came to an end. In response to the Soviet Union agreeing to remove its missiles from Cuba, President Kennedy ended the naval quarantine of the Caribbean island nation. In a somewhat related note, fears of nuclear war popped up about 20 years later. On this day in 1983, ABC aired a movie called The Day After about nuclear war coming to America. More than 100 million people watched. And Parker, I don't know that I could possibly, it's not possible to overestimate just how many people wet their pants watching this thing.
Really?
I mean, it was quite realistic. It was, if I recall, it was set in Topeka, Kansas, I believe, or Lawrence, Kansas.
Okay.
And you see the missile streaks coming across the sky, because you'd heard little static on the radio about, you know, tensions were getting high between the U.S. and the Soviet Union. And, yeah, and then you watch people in the aftermath with the fallout and everything else. And it was a real wake-up call to people about the dangers of nuclear war.
I wonder what that would have been like to watch, because now when I see that kind of stuff, I don't really think.
We're used to what's called dystopian movies, you know?
Yeah.
And this wasn't, I guess you could call this an early dystopian film, but again, it was incredibly unnerving to a lot of people because we'd heard about the dangers of what happens if, you know, these two nations start World War III, and this showed us on a larger scale what could have happened. So that was, again, this day in 1983. More birthdays. Let's go to Joe Walsh. He is 78 years old today. As he continues doing a riff here ahead of Life's Been Good, I will tell you that on this day in 1995, so 30 years ago today, Apple Records released The Beatles Anthology 1. It was the first of a three-part series of rare recordings and outtakes by The Beatles. And again, in this internet age, we're just used to being able to see everything, everywhere, all at once. Not the movie. I mean, literally, everything, everywhere, all at once. Including, you know, all these Beatles clips and things. 30 years ago, this was like, you know, opening up a box in the attic of things that you had no idea were around. That was a big deal that you could hear all these outtakes and all these other recordings, and Apple Records put that out 30 years ago today. Let's see, this is the anniversary of the birth of the late musician Dr. John. There was his 1973 hit, Right Place, Wrong Time. On this day in 1976, of all the things you could write love songs about, I know it caught Parker off guard. Who knew that rodents could have their own love songs, especially the ones that just kind of, you know, swim around out there in marshes and things like that. But you know who did it? On this day in 1976, the Captain and Tennille. By the way, the song peaked at number four back in 1976.
Muskrat, candlelight, doing the town and doing it right.
I don't know how muskrats do the town. I don't know how they do the jitterbug, which is mentioned in the song as well.
Okay. Well, can I ask you, Pat, because I have never heard this song before.
Okay.
It's
a very lovely song. It's just, it's like,
oh,
it's,
yeah,
about muskrats.
Okay. So I looked this up in our music library, as I do. Mm-hmm. There are two versions of it.
Okay.
One says without muskrats. The other one says full has playful muskrats. Are there actual muskrat sounds in this song?
Well, there's an instrumental in the middle where the captain, Daryl Dragon, plays his keyboard. He's the keyboardist. You never hear from him. He never sings. He just plays usually the piano or some of the keyboards.
Sure.
And in the middle, there's a little, you know, playing with the keyboard with a synthesizer, which is made to sound like muskrats.
Ah!
But I wasn't aware that there was a version without that.
Apparently. I don't know.
Okay.
I was hoping.
You know what? We're, We're going to fast forward this during the commercial break, and we'll see if we if maybe I'm missing something. Maybe there was a version with live muskrats. I can't imagine how that went, slithering all over the piano, but it's possible.
That's what I envisioned, was live muskrat sounds in this song.
All right, well, now I've got to investigate. You've piqued my curiosity. Here's a little clip from Saturday Night Live, this day in 1976. Remember, the show's relatively new and got one of its first viral moments thanks to Paul Simon. You know, this very serious superstar singer is the guest host, and he comes out in a full-on, huge turkey costume and tries to sing one of his serious songs.
We talked about some old times, and we drank ourselves some beers. Still crazy after all.
And then about that time, he realizes that he looks ridiculous and says so. And then I think Lorne Michaels comes out, and it was just a nice viral moment that you did not expect. Paul Simon was good to play along. And then, of course, he hosted many more times. Let's go way up ahead. 10 years ago today in 2015, Adele released her third studio album, 25. Other singles off 25 included When We Were Young, Water Under the Bridge, and of course, Hello, which created its own Saturday Night Live viral video about Thanksgiving dinner and how it can soothe even the most quarrelsome family.
Forgot
about that. 25 would go on to win the Grammy for Album of the Year. And one more musical note, the number one song from this day in 1971 was a little movie music from Isaac Hayes.
Who's the black private dick that's a sex machine to all the chicks? You're damn right.
This is, again, we talk about movies that, you know, you would not necessarily get made the same way today. Shaft would qualify as that. This was the era of blaxploitation movies and things. But it was, on the other hand, you had a black actor in a lead role, tough guy role, which was rather groundbreaking for Hollywood at the time. And Shaft led to this number one hit from this day in 1971. What do we have on today's National Day calendar, Parker Olson?
Pat Kreitlow, it is Geography Awareness Week.
Geography Awareness Week.
Yes.
I feel like we should have had a little quiz here. Roger, thanks for putting on Facebook right now. Can you dig it?
I dig it.
We can dig it. So, anyway, so Geography Awareness Week.
Yes.
I'm trying to think of what would be a good you know, one of my favorite geographic quiz things.
Sure.
You'll see it in like various trivia games and things.
Yeah.
Which city is farther north? And they'll invariably include a Canadian city.
Yeah.
And people don't sometimes take for granted how far south places are, like Toronto, you know, and Windsor and places like that. Tony puts on YouTube, I love geography. I have maps everywhere. Absolutely.
I'm a fan. Yeah.
Total geography nerd here, map nerd. He also puts topography maps are beautiful.
There you go.
I've mentioned that Judy Clark, my old co-anchor, Channel 13, is retiring in just about 2 weeks here. And we just used to revel in our geography nerdness. We were always looking for ways to show maps and talk about various geographic things. So there you go, Geography Awareness Week today. What else we got for today?
It is Pay Back Your Parents Day.
Pay Back Your Parents Day. This seems like an odd time of year to have that because you're about to incur all the expenses for the holidays and the first of the year. You know, maybe you're looking for work. This seems like the kind of thing that should come shortly after April 15th when anybody got their tax refund and go, hey, maybe you could finally pay back your parents for all those things they did, huh? Or the things they continue to do. Like, you know, get on your own cell phone plan finally, you know? You're 45 years old. It's about time.
You're 45. Oh, God.
Tony puts, I don't believe in this nonsense day. Pay them back. I gave them me. Tony writes about his
parents. I am a gift.
I am a gift from God just for you. Well, yeah, but that doesn't pay for the groceries. What else we got?
I'm just priceless. Mm-hmm. It is Rural Health Day.
Oh, well, we have definitely talked about rural health a lot and the threats to it. And of course, the latest shenanigans in the legislature yesterday make it that much tougher for women in rural areas to improve on their health. So I would hope that we would do a little bit more to focus on the importance of maintaining a strong rural health system. So yeah, good that we have a day to highlight that. And anything else?
It is Philosophy Day, Pat.
Philosophy Day.
Philosophy Day.
Do you have a philosophy? You have words that you live by, a little credo or anything like that?
Not that I can think of.
The closest I've got is that, you know, our philosophy is there is no 5-year plan. Because you get asked that a lot,
yeah.
You know? Like, oh, where do you see yourself in 5 years? And we have been through enough now that you look back and go, we did not see that coming. You know, it's good to have an idea of what you might like to do, but to actually, so yeah, for us, there's no 5-year plan. In 5 years, who's going to remember this, that, or the other thing? So I guess it's a little carpe diem thing you could say as well.
Yeah.
Coming up in our next hour, we'll be talking to Sean O'Malley about your money in the markets. As the president says, are we living in a new golden age? I guess only if you have a gold toilet, maybe. Live from Lake Wissota, I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
See, Parker, these are the muskrats.
They sound...
Apparently, there's a muskrat-free version that skips this instrumental and goes right to the next chorus. But you'd miss out on the frolicking.
It sounds...
Where they whirl and they twirl and they tango. It's singing and jinging and jangle.
It sounds like mice underwater trying to hum.
You're trying to drown a bag of mice. You know, you've now ruined a Captain and Tennille perfectly good love song for me.
I'm horribly sorry to ruin the song about muskrats.
No, I don't think you are. I don't think you are at all.
I think I had to do it.
We are collecting your stories of Thanksgiving, you know, the disasters, the heartwarming hugs, the weird surprises, good and bad. But we really want to hear any particular kitchen disaster stories because we want to help people avoid them next week. So don't think of it as sharing your embarrassment. Think of it as sharing your wisdom,
yeah,
born of a really bad experience. So let's see, what have I got here? I've got, that was Jim and Campbell Sport talking about the kick being returned for a cut touchdown. We've got the text line here at 855-75-CIVIC where you can share that way or on social media. Entertainment news, where are we starting off today, Parker?
We are starting off in Australia, Pat.
Okay.
Ozzy, Ozzy, Ozzy. A beach brand in Australia is in hot water because Eminem is not a fan of their name because he thinks it's confusing.
He thinks the company's name, what, the product or something? What's it called?
The brand name is Swim Shady.
Swim Shady for beach umbrellas, I'll bet.
Mm-hmm.
That's perfect.
Isn't it?
Swim Shady. And Eminem, not a fan.
Not a fan. His alter ego of the real Slim Shady is not too thrilled. So I believe he's trying to go to the trademarks and say, hey, you can't do that. That's confusing.
Okay.
I think it's just good branding.
I think it is, too. Is Slim Shady trademarked? I think that's a fair question. So there you go. So maybe before it goes out of business, not that you need a beach umbrella from Australia, but check out Swim Shady. You might find just the thing you need for your next little beach trip. What else we got going on?
Pope Leo, a little while ago, released a video telling his favorite movies, and it was an incredibly predictable list.
The Shining?
Yes.
Conclave? No?
No.
Spotlight? Hard no?
Da Vinci Code?
Da Vinci Code? No? All right. What's on the Pope's list of favorite movies?
It's a Wonderful Life.
Boring.
The Sound of Music.
Yeah.
Ordinary People.
Okay.
Life is Beautiful. Incredibly.
This is why we love some of the popes. They are
some
just
of the popes.
So gentle. Well, some of them were.
Oh, you know, I see. Yes. Yeah.
But, you know, Francis and Leo, I mean, they just seem like these really nice guys. And you ask them their favorite movie, It's a Wonderful Life. That's nice. But it's not, I'm not going to invite them over for movie night. Let's just put it that way.
That's fair.
Yeah. You know, all right. What do you got else? What else here?
Well, I think you would rather take Pope Leo to a baseball game. And
well, yeah, he loves his Sox.
Exactly. And
not
he,
the Red Sox, the White Sox. No, he's a Chicago native.
Yes. Yeah. He, you might have a better time going to games now than trying to find them on TV, because now you need a million more things.
No.
Netflix has just announced, MLB has just announced new TV deals, and Netflix is now going to get some games. ESPN. ESPN.
Are they still doing the Apple TV ones on Friday nights?
They're still doing Apple TV.
Oh, come on.
NBC will now have Sunday Night Baseball rather than ESPN.
Oh, okay. Now I like that.
Yes.
I like Sunday Night Baseball. NBC used to be the home for baseball when I was growing up.
Really?
NBC had baseball for a million years.
I didn't know that.
Before there was Monday Night Football, there was Monday Night Baseball with Joe Garagiola, Tony Kubek, a very young Bob Costas. So NBC getting back into baseball. Very interesting.
There you
okay.
go.
But Netflix.
Netflix now, yes. So for those of you keeping record at home, ESPN, NBC/Peacock, Fox, Netflix, Apple TV, and whatever your local team is on.
Yeah, for here it's FanDuel, but others have other networks that they use.
Yes.
You quite literally have no idea on any given day where your favorite baseball team can be seen playing their game.
I can tell you, though, that you can listen to the Brewers on select stations on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Oh, well done. Wow. Somebody's sliding a $5 bill under your door there.
Thank you very much. I'll be here all week.
Yeah, that's true. The radio home isn't going anywhere. TV, that's a whole different matter.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. The Apple TV one is frustrating enough, but I already had Apple TV.
I was going to say, you have it, don't you?
And I have Netflix too, but now it's like, where am I going to watch this? And if you're going out, I've been to, restaurants and bars that don't have these things. They have a tough enough time right now with Amazon Prime for all the times that the Packers have been on, like Thursday Night Football or things like that, where you get there and some poor bartender, they just want to get your beer. For some bartenders, it's tough enough just to ask for an old fashioned. At this point, you're asking them they may as well rebuild your engine. Now you're asking them to become NASA engineers and try to find Amazon Prime on the bar TV, much less Netflix or Apple TV. This is insane. Why are we asking this of our bartenders?
I don't know, Pat.
Or any of us for that matter.
Yeah. Okay. I told you, I was at a bar this weekend, and instead of football, I think because it would have been too hard to find the right channel, we were watching Die Hard on Saturday afternoon.
Oh, nice. Tony says, see, this is why I use the internet in kind of a gray area to get all my channels. I think he's talking about VPN. I refuse to pay for all these services and have an impossible time finding where something is. And I know as well from living, in another country for a while that you got to find just the right VPN system. And most of the time it works wonderfully. It kind of hides who you are. So it thinks you're in the U.S. and doesn't block your channels.
Sure.
But when it doesn't work, it's just a huge headache. Anyway, so happy baseball season, everybody. Good luck finding those games. Sean O'Malley will be talking about your money and the markets in the next hour. And then in our 8 o'clock hour, we'll be talking to Joe Zepecki about the final action of the Wisconsin legislature for 2025. A lot that didn't get done. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Follow us at UpNorthNewsWI.com. Back in a bit.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.